So today we are having His Grace Ram Gadhari Prabhu to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji, I'm present on the call.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable association and time. So now you can take over the class Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता मध्य लीला चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट नंबर 273। स्वांग विशेषाभास रूपे प्रकृति स्पर्शना जीव रूप बीज थाटे कैला समर्पणा। ट्रांसलेशन टू इम्प्रेग्नेट विद द सीड्स ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज The Lord Himself does not directly touch the material energy, but by His specific functional expansion, He touches the material energy and thus the living entities who are His parts and parcels are impregnated into material nature. Purport. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mamevamso Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Manasastani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. In the present verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the word Prakriti Sparshna refers to the Lord's glancing over material nature and placing the living entities in contact with dull matter. The glancing is performed by Mahavishnu, Sa Aikshata Lokan. In the conditioned stage, we impregnate according to the bodily conception, that is, by sexual intercourse. But the Supreme Lord does not need sexual intercourse to impregnate. The impregnation is performed simply by His glance. This is also explained in Brahma Samhita, Angani Yasya Saklendriya Vritti Manti, Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti, Ananda Chinmaya Sadojwala Vigrahasya, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govinda can impregnate simply by glancing. In other words, his eyes can work as his genitals. He does not need genitals to beget a child. Indeed, Krishna can beget any one of the living entities with any part of his body. The word Swanga, Visheshabhasa Rupe, indicating the form by which the Lord begets living entities in the material world, is explained herein. He is Lord Shiva. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that Lord Shiva, who is another form of Mahavishnu, is like yogurt. Yogurt is nothing but milk, yet it is not milk. Similarly, Lord Shiva is considered the father of the universe and material nature. Father of the universe and material nature is considered as the mother. The father and mother are known as Lord Shiva and Goddess Durga. Together, Lord Shiva's genitals and the vagina of Goddess Durga are worshipped as the Shivalinga. This is the origin of the material creation. Thus, Lord Shiva's position is between that of a living entity and that of the Supreme Lord. In other words, Lord Shiva is neither the Supreme Personality of Godhead nor a living entity. He is the form through which Supreme Lord works to beget living entities within this material world. As yogurt is prepared when milk is mixed with the culture, the form of Lord Shiva expands. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in touch with the material nature, the impregnation of material nature by the Father Lord Shiva is wonderful because at one time innumerable living entities are conceived. Bhago jivasya vigneya sachanatyaja kalpate. These living entities are very, very small. Keshagra shatabhagasya satamsa sadrishtamakha jiva shukshma swarupoyam. If we divide the tip of a hair into 100 parts, and then take one of these parts and divide it 100 parts. That very fine division is the size of but one of the numberless living entities. They are all Chitkana, particles of spirit, not matter. The innumerable Brahmandas or universes come from the pores of the Lord's body, and innumerable living entities also come from the pores of the transcendental body of the Lord. This is the process of material creation. Without the living entities, this material nature has no value. Both emanate from the pores of the transcendental body of the Lord Mahavishnu. They are different energies. The material nature is explained as follows by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 7.4. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kammano buddhi revacha hankara iti amme binna prakriti rashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, altogether these eight constitute my separated material energies. Thus the material elements also come from the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are a different type of energy from the living entities. Although the living entities also come from Lord's body, they are categorized as superior energy. Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho vedam dharaye jagat. Besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material inferior nature. The inferior energy, matter, cannot act without the superior energy. All these things are very clearly explained in the Vedas. The materialistic theory that life develops from matter is incorrect. Life and matter comes from the supreme living entity. Therefore, being the source of both, that supreme living entity, Krishna, is described in the Vedanta Sutra as Janmadhyasayataha, or the original source of everything, Sarvakarana Karanam. This is further explained in the following verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 20, text number 273. This chapter is under the title, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the absolute truth. The context that we are in is where Mahaprabhu has already finished explaining about different types of avatars. Then Mahaprabhu is talking about his personal expansions and he is explaining about different aspects of creation. So he started explaining about how living entities are created and how they are impregnated, and that's the exact context that we are currently in. He explained about Karnodaka Sai Vishnu. Then he is explaining about the Viraja River. Then he explains about, you know, the purpose of which the, you know, spiritual world is there, material world is there, the nature of the material world. And now we have come to the stage where Krishna is explaining how the jivatmas are created, how this material creation comes into existence, and as a part of this explanation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to explain the other glories. He explained about the glories of the Supreme Lord in his spiritual abode and his personal expansion, different forms. Now he's explaining about his creation. Basically, we as sadhakas have very clearly need to understand that our existence in this spiritual and in this material world, as well as our functioning in this material world, is finally and supremely controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every moment that we are breathing and existing and surviving is because of the Supreme Lord's mercy. And He is controlling, as well as He is the one who is trying to maintain us. So, in this next few sets of verses, Mahaprabhu is going to explain about the transcendental superlative nature of Krishna's creation, how He is doing all the activities, and at the same time He is not involved in this. Up till this point in time, whatever He mentioned, He was directly involved, and He kept on expanding to enjoy Leela, as well as He enjoys pleasure, giving pleasure to His dear devotees. So, the whole idea of this explanation by the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami is that this is going to establish the personalist theory. Because scientists, atheists, monists, all the three of them, they have created such a big mess in the society that we are completely confused at the end of the day. The atheist has propounded a set of theory. The monist have propounded another set of theory, and the scientist has propounded another set of theory. All these people at least have theory which they proclaim as correct. But there is a fourth category which is called capitalists, who doesn't have any theory, and their only theory is to exploit the innocence, the ignorance, and the idiots. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation over here and Srila Prabhupada's purport not only is meant for technical understanding of how this universe is created. We will talk about it, slightly. But the whole purpose of Srila Prabhupada's explanation and Srila Prabhupada's establishing of this Krishna consciousness movement is also to establish how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Today, most of us have come to Krishna consciousness because of our past or our parents' upbringing or the cult community that we belong to, especially those who are from India. But that is not the majority. The majority is those out there in the world who doesn't even know where everything comes from and where everything culminates in. So, Srila Prabhupada's contribution, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution, which in turn is very nicely explained in Srila Prabhupada, is very important for everybody who need to understand the Supreme Lord's position. Those from cultured background may agree Krishna because of upbringing, but we may not even scientifically be understanding them. If a scientist or a Mayavadi or an atheist or a Buddhist or some capitalist come and question us, so we will fumble, or we will not be able to give a very clear-cut logical response. We may give some emotional and some sentimental answer, which is okay, and which is fine, but we will not be able to establish the Supreme Lord's supremacy authentically from them. And that will give easy way for ignorant, innocent, and idiots to get carried away by other philosophies. So when we read these chapters, even though they are very scientific in nature, they need to be understood from a perspective that Krishna is a person and he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, in this purport, very categorically given detailed explanation about Krishna being the supreme personality of Godhead. How he is supreme, how he is personality, and how he is head of all the demigods and his supreme superlative. So this purport and many such similar purports is good enough to logically and scientifically present Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. So in our discussion today, we will churn some nectar through this purport and also throw some light on the Siddhanta of Krishna consciousness from a very external and logical perspective. Prabhupada writes in this purport that besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material inferior nature. The inferior energy, matter, cannot act without the superior energy. All these things are very clearly explained in the Vedas. The materialistic theory that life develops from matter is incorrect. So, Prabhupada explains a very fundamental point that we start to think we are the controller, we are the doer, and we are self-driven, intelligent, efficient people. But he has very clearly said this inferior energy is supported by a superior energy of mind, and hence our functioning, even though we are tatastha, our functioning is definitely controlled by the superior energy. I was giving an example of this in the earlier class where Bhagavatam session I was trying to discuss. So we mentioned a very interesting example. When we use social media, when we use smartphones, when we use this technology, we start to think, because I am controller, I am controlling, so I am the master of all that exists around me. So we naturally develop to think on the egoistic level. And we get an effect of mini Bhagavan. For us, those who are not properly situated, our activities, our thinking, and our surrounding is what I can exploit and get the best for me. Depends upon different gradation of our degraded consciousness, we may think in different dimensions. So as innocent and ignorant people, we think that technology, social media, smartphones, and all those things are giving us pleasure. are giving us convenience, are giving us so much of benefits. See how advanced I am. So I gave a simple example that today in Facebook, I am not the beneficiary. That's an illusion. If I use a Facebook, I am product of Facebook. Not Facebook is a product for me. If all of us unsubscribe being a member of Facebook, I'm just giving an example. What is the value of that product? Nothing. The product is valuable. Somebody is making billions and millions only because we have agreed to become product in his shelf. We don't need to do anything. You just become a user. Facebook investors earn some dollars. The more the users increase, the more they make money. And we lose time, intelligence, consciousness, etc. So this is such a big illusion. So our first reflection is to understand that this last paragraph of this purport, in which Srila Prabhupada says, inferior energy matter cannot act without superior energy. Life and matter both comes from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, being the source of both, the Supreme Living Entity Krishna is described as Janmadhyasedaha. Even though we are not matter, even though we are spirit soul, as Tatastha Shakti, when we come in contact with Bhagiranga Shakti, Nectar of Instruction, verse number 6, 7, 8, Bhakti Rupa Goswami first class explains, Prabhupada gives a super purport. He says, Tatastha Shakti, which is marginal energy, spirit souls, when they come in contact with Bhagiranga Shakti, which is like a inferior energy, materialistic energy, Maya, which just two verses before Srila Prabhupada explains, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Maya has two functions. One is called Maya, another is called Pradhana. Maya refers to the efficient cause and Pradhana refers to the ingredients that create the cosmic manifestation. They are all Maya. But this Maya, one is Mahamaya, one is Yoga Maya. One is Yoga Maya and one is Mahamaya. One facilitates the Supreme Lord's Leela. Another one facilitates Krishna's external manifestation and puts us through that eventually for us to realize this material world is not the place for our existence. So our reflection that we want to share here is that inferior energy that we come in contact with, the matter that we come in contact with, if they are not utilized, engaged in the Supreme Lord's service, we also become an inferior energy in one sense. Even though we may have consciousness, even though we may have spirit, even though we are living entity, just because of our choice, we will not be the beneficiary, we will be the product. Just think for a minute, by being user of the Facebook, we may get a petty benefit, but we are making somebody else a millionaire because we are becoming a product. So not only Facebook, every other technology which is inferior energy, which is not being utilized for the Supreme Lord's service, then they are entangling us. That is why few weeks before we shared a postulate or a concept called Krishna and Krishnas. That's exactly what Srila Prabhupada explains. This inferior energy also belongs to Krishna. It is Krishna's. But when this inferior energy is disconnected from the Supreme Lord, then the person who thinks like that is also becoming inferior. So our first reflection is, let us, through these pages of purports, understand, assimilate and agree, and act in such a way that we will engage Krishna's for Krishna. We will not utilize Krishna's for our personal enjoyment. Then they are separated from the Supreme Lord, and hence we will also get degraded in our consciousness. So the point is, we are just a product of this, all the technology, and as a part of that product, we are becoming subservient to them, and hence we are getting exploited. And to add to this glory, what is happening is all these capitalists, they, because of their crooked mentality, because of their very clear understanding that we all don't have a right understanding, we are a confused set of people, either because of ignorant or because of innocence or because of our idiotic or because of any one of this, they try to abuse in a way by which we become their subservient. I used to give this example where a toothpaste by the brand called Colgate in India, I'm sure you all must have heard about it. When I was a child, or maybe, you know, in the school days, they used to advertise that, gentlemen, this toothpaste is very good. Please give up using charcoal. Please give up using salt. Please give up using neem stick. Please give up using all the natural way of cleaning our teeth. Because before all this toothpaste and all those technology came up, how people used to teeth, you know, clean, they used to be much more cleaner. How they used to clean, either they used to use neem stick, or they used to use charcoal, or they used to use salt, or they used to use, some natural arrangement. So they gave an advertisement that how we are stupid, we are far, far behind in technology, that we are just still, you know, brushing our teeth using neem stick. They gave an effect that we are, you know, backward, and gave a fancy advertisement. There are time and again they said salt is bad, neem is bad, this is bad, that is bad. If you look at the current advertisement of them, they are saying in our toothpaste we have salt, we have charcoal, we have neem flavor. So, what are they trying to capitalize on? They have looted the best science from our own Vedic literature, best lifestyle from our own Vedic literature, trying to give a corporate wrapper layer and selling it back to us for millions of dollars and minting money. And what are we doing? We are thinking we are technologically advanced. So Krishna is very clearly explaining here that Bhinna Prakriti Astada, we need to Ahankara Vimudatma, Kartaham Iti Manyate. Vimudatma, Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasaha, Ahankara Vimudatma, Kartaham Iti Manyate. If the spirit soul starts to think that he is the doer, he is the beneficiary, then is vimuda, his intelligence is lost. So our realization here is we should be careful at least now, after coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada. I am not sure how much we can be technology mukt devotee. I don't know how much we can be free from all the advertisement attractions. But at least we should use all of them with very, very careful nature, thinking they all are Krishna's in one form or the other. And let me not become victim to them. Rather, let me utilize them for Krishna and let me become Krishna's. This is a very subtle point. I will give this substantiation from Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as Srimad Bhagavatam. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, 9.42 Adi Leela and 10.22.35 Srimad Bhagavatam. Same verse is referred in both. This is a verse that Krishna speaks to gopis. Etavat janmasapalyam dehinam iha dehishu pranair artair diya vacha shreya acharanam sada. So Krishna is talking how each and every one of us, spirit souls, we need to function in such a way that we should work for ultimate beneficial. Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport two points. One is called Shreyas, another one is called Prayas. Srila Prabhupada says, Prayas means that which is immediately beneficial. I used to jokingly say, all these capitalists, they know more Siddhanta than us in some sense because they are actually trading on our anarthas. Otherwise, why they will put a bikini-cladded woman for a toothbrush advertisement? Scantily dressed person for an advertisement for facial, you know, cosmetics. Which means they are not selling the product. They are trying to make us victim of our own anartha so that we will fall flat to that trap and eventually become their servants and buy their products perpetually, thinking ourselves that we are technologically advanced, like a camel. A camel eats his own blood and thinks that he is having a very tasty Mahaprasad. So, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he refers this verse of, you know, Krishna to gopis, etava janma sapalyam, your entire life will be, you know, delivered. When pranair, which means life, artair, which means wealth, diya, which means intelligence, vacha, which means words, when they are utilized in the service of the Lord, and how they are supposed to be utilized? They are supposed to be utilized for shreyas, which is ultimately beneficial, but not prayas, immediately beneficial. So that's our, you know, summary or understanding of the first realization of this verse. So Srila Prabhupada is very strong when he talks about Krishna's superlative nature and supreme personality of, you know, establishing Krishna as supreme personality. And when he does it, he makes sure he defeats capitalists, he defeats monists, he defeats atheists, and he also defeats people who are completely degraded in their consciousness. That is why we are offering our prayers that Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. He killed the ideology of Nirvisesha as well as Sunyavadi. One person says the world is nothing, another person says the world is zero. So one person said so monism, voidism, another one says monism. So he is trying to uproot both his ideologies by this particular explanation, where he says Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You, me, and everywhere, everybody in this universe is, you know, existing because of Krishna's glands. And he is also careful enough to say, just because Krishna is creating doesn't mean that Krishna is part of the creation, which means he will also get annihilated. Even though Krishna is controlling the creation, he is not part of it. Mattaha parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya mayi sarvam idam proktam sutre manigana iva. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, like how the pearls are strung to a thread, my dear Arjuna, sutre manigana iva. So we need to very clearly understand this particular point, because this is our Siddhanta. Now, the second realization. Why does Krishna does not participate in this creation? Because this is an activity which has to be involved with passion, which involves some amount of ignorance, which involves some amount of goodness, and which is meant for processing all the spirit souls who desired to enjoy separate from Krishna. This is just ekapada vibhuti. This is only 1/4 what is happening below viraja, which is the materialistic cosmic manifestation, is 1/4 of the entire creation. Tripada vibhuti, threefold, Krishna has got a lot of things to do there. So, when he has to do this part of the agenda, he enables his authorities so that he can enjoy and give pleasure to himself as well as his near and dear ones. This also happens by his participation. Here, all he need to do is just glancing. Rest all his leela, he has to give himself. So, a very interesting part of this realization is, when Krishna is participating in his leela with his devotees, he is completely different personality, like that of father at home with the kids. And when Krishna expands himself and participates in this creation process, he is a very formal person trying to do activities which are very official in nature. So, whenever the Lord performs his leela, if you see, very interesting aspect that he does is he assembles devotees together. Krishna indirectly as well as directly indicates that I like Sankirtan, Samyak Kirtan, coming together and glorifying and enjoying. Krishna, you name any leela, whether it is killing of a demon or playing, Krishna assembles all the devotees together and want to be around them and be happy. You take Agasura Leela, Brahma Vimohan Leela, Govardhan Leela, Kaliya Mardhan, Damodar Leela. When Damodar was getting bound by Mother Yashoda, she was 2 fingers short. She brought all the ropes in her house, still she was 2 fingers short. What did she do after that? She went and called all the friends nearby, neighbors and friends, and asked all of them to bring ropes from their house. And what started off a punishing Krishna in loving spirit eventually became a Sankirtan movement. All the gopis, they assembled. Everybody is trying to bind Krishna, and in the process of binding Krishna, everybody is glorifying Krishna. They are looking at his smiling face. They are looking at, you know, finding, oh my God. So you see, we still shortage of 2 fingers. So everybody is laughing, smiling, making fun. But that is actually Harinam Sankirtan. Under Govardhan Lila, Harinam Sankirtan. Kaliyavardhan, Harinam. Everywhere, whichever Lila Krishna performed, he did this. When Krishna is Rasaraj, when he is so much mad after devotees, how does he think that he will have time for sitting and doing creation himself? So he says, okay, don't worry, I will just impregnate, just by a glance. Because this is only his, so-called official responsibility. Once Krishna spoke to Arjuna, this is recorded in Padma Puran. So the point is, Krishna was telling Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, sun is rising, climates are changing, and everything that is happening in this world, because of my devotees existing, what to speak of everything, Arjuna, even I exist because my devotees exist. So the realization that I want to share here is that Lord does not directly touch the material energy, but by his glance impregnates, and look at the extended reason for his impregnation of this material energy. It is also to assemble all the souls so that he can have an opportunity to deliver them somehow. And especially the earthly planets, where we are all human beings, especially when we are from Bharata Bhumi, and especially if we are from cultured background, Krishna is giving all the more credit and importance to such people so that we can win more souls to him and eventually go to the main agenda, not to the side agenda. So in a subtle manner, Krishna tries to communicate that I am the controller, everything happens directly under me, but I don't land up in doing it. So this has got two parts. One is, I am not part of it, which means I will not get the effect of his, you know, creation and, you know, closure. At the same time, it cannot happen without me. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, very nice purport Prabhupada is giving, how Mahat cloud, it is just like a cloud. All the, after the annihilation, all the spirit souls, they go and merge and remain in a inert state in the Mahat. And this Mahat cloud is like a pregnant, or is like a woman, not a pregnant woman. It's just a woman, fertile woman. And this Mahat cloud exists there. After the annihilation, all the living entities, they go maintaining their status quo, whichever state they were in, their consciousness level, they all go and remain inert. And when the next creation cycle comes, Krishna gives a divine glance. And the divine glands, Krishna impregnates. That's why Prabhupada explains Krishna's impregnating technique. He's also not, you know, wasting of time. Because Krishna does not waste time for any of these agenda. It is like a president or a very senior diplomat. How much time and importance they will give to take care of prisoners and the prison management, and how much time they will give for their actual management. Prison is very important agenda to regulate, but it's not as important, as vital, that they'll be thinking day in, day out. So the realization here is, Krishna is the controller, but not part of it. Krishna does this with the least possible endeavor, least possible effort, least possible time. And Krishna does this for our benefit, because otherwise, remaining in Mahat, the Jivatma won't have any activity and will not have any opportunity to get rid of the entangled state. By coming down to this material world, and by Krishna's special arrangement, Krishna comes himself, takes incarnation, about which he spoke about just few verses before. Krishna makes sure that he tries to help these spirit souls to regain their lost consciousness, to go back home, back to Godhead. So even though it is a side glance, even though it is a side agenda, even though it is not even, his main course of activities, he is still kind enough in doing this. And hence we need to acknowledge Krishna's supremacy or surrender to him, not challenge him. So Srila Prabhupada hence gave Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj a very important project. You can go and search this in Vedabase. Life comes from life. Srila Prabhupada gave this as a very important project and told of all the preaching initiatives in the entire, you know, ISKCON movement, the one that is very, very important and very, very dear to me is the preaching of Bhaktivedanta Institute, scientific preaching. He has given a mandate to everybody, especially BBT. The books funds, which is very close to Srila Prabhupada, which he spends only for book distribution, he has given a mandate to give $10,000 to scientific preaching. It is part of Prabhupada's will and mandate. Srila Prabhupada wouldn't partake his book distribution funds for anything, but he gave this for scientific preaching because Srila Prabhupada says it is extremely important to establish life comes from life. Otherwise, these rascal scientists will confuse, will degrade the society and take them to a royal road to hellish planets. And we see in front of our eyes how the generation that we are living with, they are either becoming victim of the scientific ideologies, either the victim of this confused philosophies, or victim of being an atheist, or victim of becoming a capitalist, so much so that our intelligence is completely doomed. Today, I am seeing in Bombay how college students, their intelligence is so much engrossed in the most degraded things. And if you go to them, even talk about anything useful, forget about Krishna consciousness, talk about basic cleanliness, talk about basic mannerism, talk about basic humanity, they think it is something, you know, completely unheard of. I had recently been to Europe, recently meaning, you know, maybe within last 12 months sometime. And I was speaking to one of my customers. We were having a casual conversation. So, as a part of that casual conversation, we were discussing what is general lifestyle happens here and in the country. He's not, he gave a very, very interesting answer, and I was surprised. So I went and cross-checked the same thing with more than one person. What he said is their life goal is till 15, they are very well protected by their society, government. After they reach 15, 16, they start all sorts of exploration, boyfriends, girlfriends, sexual acts, premarital sex, all things without restriction. Then they somehow finish their graduation and get job. In the meanwhile, keep exploring different boyfriend, girlfriends, relationship. Then buy a house, beget a child, if required, get married. I swear, this is exactly the sequence. More than one person, three, four people said this. So where, what happened to Varnashrama? What happened to Vedic lifestyle? What happened to general humanity? What happened to our basic understanding of principled life? So we are heading towards an animalistic civilization, which is what Srila Prabhupada is trying to, address, that because of we considering ourselves the controller, the master, not understanding we are just a Tatastha Shakti and we have inferior energy and superior energy to deal with, we fall prey to them. So the second realization, hence, I want to share is about how Krishna is very, very dear to all of us, and Krishna is expecting all of us to assemble in the spiritual world, and all his Leela, he assembles his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assembled people together, Vaishnavas assembled together, and even this assembling of materialistic creation is Krishna's mercy, at the same time, his arrangement to punish us. And his punishment also comes with a rider in which he gives us a chance to get rid of the cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, we will suffer in this material world. The third realization is Srila Prabhupada explains how Krishna's one sense can function as another sense. I would like to really extend it one step, further. This is very great. Angani, yasya, sakala, indriya, vritti, manti. How Krishna can impregnate, not necessarily through his genitals, he's through impregnate by his glands. He accepts prasadam by his glands. He can do one of his senses can perform some other senses of him. So I had a realization which is an extension of this is, not only this, Krishna need not give us darshan just in his own devotion, glorified form that Mahaprabhu mentioned so far. Krishna can give us darshan in many different ways also. And he did that in various leelas. He need not come as Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narsingha, Vamana, Parasurama, Ram, Balaram, Krishna, Kalki, or all the 64 different combinations of avatars and, sorry, the forms of Vishnu that Mahaprabhu explained so far. Krishna need not even give darshan that way. Krishna can come as Sari. Nobody talks about Sari avatar. Krishna came to Draupadi as Sari. Krishna came to Kunti Maharani as problems. Krishna came to different people's life in different ways. And that is Krishna. And Krishna need not come and only in Patla. So what we need to understand is, whilst Krishna can do however he wants, we also need to understand if Krishna has to respond, talk to us personally, customized, he does it. May not necessarily in his own personal form, which he reserves himself to very, very confidential devotees, he do regularly, time and again, communicates to us through the arrangement of Paramatma in the form of problems, in the form of success, in the form of friends, in the form of various situations. And we would get to realize, yes, this is not somebody else, this is Krishna. I'm sure everybody in this forum would agree and would have the same realization. that Krishna is talking to us and Krishna is. That's all. Krishna is. That itself is a statement. Always available in our life. Communicates, corresponds. So it is not that Krishna can function one sense to another. Krishna can be a Supreme Lord, worshipable Supreme Lord in our own life. And Krishna's touch can be experienced. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam susukam kartum avyayam. So this is the third realization. The last point that I want to say is about what Srila Prabhupada mentions about Lord Shiva's position. Srila Prabhupada explains how Lord Shiva Deepārchir evahi dashantaram apyupetya Deepāyate vivrita hetu samana dharma yastādrighecha Vishnu daya vibhati Govindam adipursham tamaham bhajami. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that how Krishna engages us, Krishna expands Krishna's gunavatar, Brahma, Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, Maheshwar. So all three of them, they are Krishna's gunavatar. And as gunavatar, they have assumed a function. And that function of creation and function of maintenance and annihilation. It is done in such a way, in a such a coordinated way. So much so that nobody could figure that out, how the whole thing happens, but for Srimad Bhagavatam, which explains it. So the realization that I want to share is, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, being a superlatively exalted devotees, even though they are guna avatars, they are in one sense Krishna himself. As a personalities, they have assumed the seva of creation, annihilation, maintenance, which is against their desire to be with Krishna. Because they also, Brahma personally heard the spiritual, knowledge from Supreme Lord. After hearing the Supreme Lord said, you go and create. Brahma said, after showing the spiritual world, he asked me to create what? You're joking or what? He said that, no, I cannot directly do this. So he did his own agenda. Then he created Lord Shiva. Then Kumaras came. Then Manus came. So everybody is passing the baton on so that, they cannot, could not forget Krishna and, be part of something away from Krishna. So, the realization is that all these wonderful personalities, they chose to serve the Lord in the capacity to support the function for which we will be the beneficiary. Even though Krishna's desire is also to do this, we will be the better beneficiary because by we given this human form of life, we given this earthly, planet. We given this arrangement around which we have experiences, because of which we are able to, develop some sense of understanding of what life is. And this gives us the hope to go back home and elevate our consciousness. Srila Prabhupada is going to talk about this particular point of how this impregnation, how this universe is created, and how between Mahatattva and this Jivatma, how that combination relationship is, going to work in his next verse and also the verses after this. The point that I want to say as a fourth realization was about how Lord Shiva and how the position of Lord Shiva being unique. He is neither a living entity nor the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is like a like yogurt, as as Srila Prabhupada explains, he is father of this universe, which means he's definitely helping all of us in some way or the other to definitely become subservient to the Supreme Lord. So as a part of that responsibility, we try to buckle up and try to go back to the first point that we says, Pranair Arthair Vyavacha Shreyas Acharanam Sara. We try to do something which is ultimately beneficial for our existence and try to wind up. Maya and Shiva, Shakti and Shiva, both of them are agents of Krishna, and Krishna in one sense, they are meant to engage us in such and such ways so that we can get a realization to go back home, back to Godhead. So I would like to end here, and just before ending, I would like to summarize the discussion that we had today. We had mentioned how that Krishna, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very nicely established by Supreme Lord here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains this to Sanatana Goswami. Because Krishna's supremacy is challenged by scientists, atheists, monists, and capitalists. And victims are innocence, ignorance, and idiots. We are, if we become victim of any one of them, which means look at these three eyes, if we will definitely be any one of this or combination of this. So Srila Prabhupada's one of the agenda had been to make sure that Krishna's supremacy is very nicely established. So these sets of verses in which Krishna's creation aspects is going to be explained, they are very scientific to be explained to all these so-called people who claims that we are sentimentalists, and hence they are very scientifically established. So we had four realizations. Realization number one is that we are inferior, we become inferior in nature, we try to embrace Krishna's inferior nature, and if we try to become subservient to Krishna's matter, we also become inferior, and we need to save ourselves from being inferior. So we discussed about how we should not be products, we should engage Krishna's for the pleasure of Krishna. And the second point that we discussed was about how this Supreme Lord's different angas, different aspects of the Supreme Lord, of how Krishna, being Supreme, he is trying to assemble all of us. His leela is mainly to enjoy with them, enjoy with devotees, and his creation is his side agenda and just a formal responsibility. And still by doing so, he is helping us. And we discussed about the comparison between Krishna's nature as a leela-wise, assemble all of us. And over here also, by this creation of material world, he is trying to enable this spirit souls, otherwise who would have been in an inert state for time immemorial, for time to come. So Krishna has been kind enough to put us through the stage of purification so that we can eventually go back to him. The realization number three is about how in our Krishna consciousness, we need to understand Krishna's Angani Asya is just not limited to his Angani Asya. Is also, we can extend that, extrapolate that to understand Krishna can be giving his darshan and touch our personal life time and again by his various other ways. Sometimes problems comes to us, that problem is Krishna. Sometimes blessings comes to us, that blessings is Krishna. Sometimes some human being or some vastu or some things comes in our life which changes our perspective. In Bilvamangala Thakura's life, that prostitute was Krishna in a sense, because of the prostitute he became a devotee. So we need to understand that search for Krishna's in your life. He is giving time and again different indications, and please note those indications are nothing but Krishna's blessings. So please don't lose them, otherwise we will lose a rare opportunity. And last but not least, I just thought, Lord Shiva's position that is spoken about here is very important. Shiva and Shakti together combined is trying to help us in a way by which we can try to realize our human form of life, and they are also controlling, and they are being a very dear servant of Krishna. They are taking up this part of creation and part of being a father of mankind. And as a part of our understanding with these great personalities, we need to somehow buckle up and try to use our life, our wealth, our intelligence and our words in the service of the Supreme Lord for shreyas and not for prayers. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much for a very, very enlightening class. 3 points which I'd like, which really, really resonated with me were the first point where you said that Krishna always gives us a chance to come back to him, and the other point that all of his leelas are a way for us to have association, sankirtana, and when you were explaining the different, when you were listing the different leelas, it really, really drove that point home. And also the final, the example you gave of the Facebook and how we become products, that was also very, 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 very interesting and very, very telling. And the analogy of Mahatattva as a pregnant, as a fertile woman, that was a really, really good analogy because it made it much more clear exactly how that whole fits together, that whole process. So thank you so very much for those points that I can actually meditate upon and focus on. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare
Any questions?
Krishna.
Yes.
Thank you very much for a very wonderful class. The most striking thing to me was, as Paneshwari Mataji said, about Facebook, that we are products for Facebook. So there is no real product. We are the product. And as we join these social media, somebody is making money and we are losing our very valuable time. And this was like really striking point for all of us. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very, very beautiful, Prabhu. I really liked the points you were making about shreyas and prayas and camel eating the thorns and mixing the blood and thinking it's tasty. So very nice, Prabhu, and also about the other, the summary of all the points, all the realizations that you gave. Krishna appears as a sari, he appears as problems to Kunti Maharaj, and we fail to see these. Very nice class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam to your assistant. Oh, Radheshyam, all the realizations already Paneshwari Mataji explained, Prabhuji. It's touch too hard, Prabhuji. You give an example, Draupadi Rani, Krishna is coming by Sari and Kunti Maharani by problem. And everything happened in our life because of Krishna. He wants to give his mercy to us. And Shiva and Shakti, all realization is touched to heart. Thank you very much for your valuable association. Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. It's a very, very wonderful and very instructive class, Prabhu. I also like the point how Kunti Maharani, Krishna gave mercy in so many ways, sari. I would say it's a very, sometimes we just want Krishna's direct mercy, or our Guru Maharaj would come and bless us or give instruction, or so many things we have in our mind. But Krishna comes in so many ways. We have to utilize and then feel gratitude. Prabhuji, I have one question. In previous lecture, I was hearing your lecture. Can I ask Prabhu?
Yeah, go ahead.
Prabhuji, because I am repeating your lecture and hearing again, you were telling 2 points I'm just thinking to ask. You were telling in the one class, means can you give more explanation in deep contemplation, means how we can be all the sastrika, whatever things we heard, and then how we can meditate more and more, how we can go and deep in contemplation before doing anything. That is also in one lecture you were mentioning. And also the another question you can maybe tell and together. We don't need to do great, but good. It's better we do good to others, not before we doing great. We don't lose good things you are mentioning. And do you understand what I mean to say, Prabhu?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, Prabhu. Can you explain the 2 points, Prabhu?
Yeah, let me answer the second one, which is easier. See, what I was trying to say is, in terms of good to great, that each and every one of us, we have been blessed with this human form of life. And when we are blessed with this human form of life, when we are in the association of devotees, when we are taking up Krishna consciousness, every step, we are doing some great things. But as sincere servants of Srila Prabhupada, we should always be longing to serve Him and give as much credit to Him as possible. So, we should not, the point of good to great was to explain how we should not get complacent. Complacency is complacency and stagnancy are two signs of fall down. So what I was trying to say is, if somebody is very happy with their good service that is going on very nicely, good, then that tendency may bring in some sort of stagnancy. Hence, we need to always challenge ourselves to do great things. And when we are doing great things, for Srila Prabhupada, when we are desiring to do great things, forget about doing it. When we are desiring to do great things for Srila Prabhupada, we need to ensure that whatever the good service that we are doing need to be assigned, handed over to somebody else for whom our good service becomes great. The point is, at every point in time, as sincere practitioners, we should realize that we are just postmen, we are just puppets in Krishna's hands and Guru Maharaj's hands. But at the same time, as puppets and postmen, let us do much more, much nicer, much closer, much insignificantly significant service so that we can win more souls to Srila Prabhupada. The whole bottom line is, how do we win more souls to this parampara and Prabhupada? And for that perspective, I was just telling how good to great, we should not be complacent and stagnancy. Because sometimes devotees might sound very confident and comfortable that, Prabhuji, my 16 rounds are going on very nicely. And today I was in some meetings, so someday somebody would say that, I have been doing service for the past so many years, now I would like to retire and simply chant. So I was shocked to hear this. I said, there is nothing called retiring and vacation from our service. There is nothing called, oh my God. So, which means our philosophically we have a disconnect. If we think service is different from chanting, if you think service is different from Krishna consciousness, oh, I am engaging in service so that I can become Krishna consciousness, that is complete misunderstanding. So the principle is, in fact, that's why I used to always quote Nectar of Devotion, chapter 14, in the preface, in the first paragraph of that book. You know, Srila Prabhupada writes, I think I read more than once in this forum, how Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains a point about in Krishna consciousness, we need to elevate our consciousness beyond. I'll read this. Some scholars recommend that knowledge and renunciation are important factors for elevating oneself to devotional service. But actually, that is not a fact. Actually, the cultivation of knowledge or renunciation, which are favorable for achieving a footing in Krishna consciousness, may be accepted in the beginning. But ultimately, they may also come to be rejected, for devotional service is dependent on nothing other than sentiment or desire for such service. It requires nothing more than sincerity. So, good to great is coming only from this, more sincere. Otherwise, in spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, all the gopis, they are still dusting, they are still cleaning, they are doing mobbing. There is no dust, there is no dirt there. It's not something to be thrown away, because even if there is dust, it is to be smeared on our body, it should be eaten up. But they are still dusting because they want to keep that spirit of service. How can I be doing nothing? I want to do spirit of service. So point I was trying to say, I think different context, I don't know which lecture of mine you referred, but the context is good to great means we increase our sincerity and service attitude in a scientific manner, not a sentimental manner, and get settled in there. Use knowledge, use relationship, use opportunity, use everything to get there. That's why second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Durenahi avaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Durenahi avaram karma. Avaram karma means stupid ideologies. Durenahi, keep them aside by using buddhi yoga, my dear Arjuna. So good to great means at every point in time, we should not think of stagnancy. What next? What next? What next? What next? How much ever you go up, you may still become an insignificant servant. But that doesn't mean that you can say, oh, anyway, I'm insignificant. What is greater than this? You become insignificant. Insignificant, that's fine. But the point is, the service should continue. So that is with respect to good to great. Now, with respect to the contemplation point, I do not know which lecture you refer of mine. But the contemplation and the prayerful mood, that is something that as practitioners, it is extremely important. The prayerful mood is actually nothing but you are increasing your repentance. Many times people think that I have rectified my mistake. I have, improved upon my situation. But more than improvement and rectification, what needs to be given utmost importance is your repentance. How much we are repenting and when are we repenting? Why are we repenting? This will make us much more prayerful. This will make us much more careful. And Krishna consciousness means walking on the razor's edge. The reason it is said is, the moment I stop the repentance tendency, I will become complacent, I will become, lethargic, then unnecessarily I will do certain activities by which I will get hurt. As, many places we have discussed this, we study Srimad Bhagavatam to become servant. But if by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, if you become adamant, if you become proud, then is this the real effect of reading Srimad Bhagavatam? No. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Mathura, he addressed a big group of audience. He was sitting on the Vyasasan and said, you see, all my disciples, Srila Prabhupada, that's the first time Srila Prabhupada was addressing a huge audience, big gathering in Mathura, especially after he came back from West. Because before going to West, he was a very poor sannyasi according to Gaudiya mud standard. And nobody supported him. Everybody thought he's really, eccentric. So when Prabhupada came back with such a successful visit, he called all his, foreign devotees with him. He sat on the stage, huge audience. Then he addressed, you see all these American boys and girls, they're so much attached and dedicated to Krishna consciousness. Even if you allure them and give them tens and thousands of dollars, they will not get distracted from this process. So Prabhupada was talking with very, very strong, bold spirit. At the same time, when Prabhupada was speaking, all the disciples standing on the stage, they became very happy and they started to beam, they started to smile. So Prabhupada, I don't know what he, he's such a, self-realized soul. He suddenly turned behind and told all of them, while in the middle of this conversation, he turned behind them, don't smile too much and don't be proud. Nobody has yet offered you tens and thousands of dollars. What he actually meant, that please always stay grounded and prayerful and watchful of what are you doing, because yes, this process is glorious, yes, this process is great, yes, this process is important, Yes, this process can give you access to the Supreme Lord, which you have been bereft of for times and, thousands, tens and thousands of years. But at the same time, if we are trying to be lethargic or trying to be proud, so he said, turn them. Since nobody has offered it to you, you are like this. When we offer, we will come to know your real understanding, the real center. That's what Prabhupada meant. So in our lives, the reason I was talking about contemplation and prayerful mood, I really don't know which lecture in what context, but at least if at all I have talked about deep meditation and prayerful mood, I genuinely, expressed that we need to make sure we should have honest, guided, introspective spirit in our lives. We need to regularly do that as a part of our progress in Krishna consciousness. Hence, Krishna consciousness is not for evaluating what others are up to. Krishna consciousness is for us to transform and as much as possible help others. By helping myself, I will help others also. That is the point is Pranair Arthair Dhya Vacha. This Sunday I was giving a session on Grihasthashrama to a group of devotees here. We discussed how this Krishna consciousness is about transforming house to home and home to ashram. If I live in just house or guest house, then there is no emotions. If I live in my home, there are more emotions. If I live in an ashram, I get everything but also Krishna in a regulated way. So in our life, contemplation means wherever we are, we try to transform them for the pleasure of the Lord. Am I making sense?
Yes, yes, Prabhu. Same thing you were mentioning, same thing, but I want to little elaborate. I want to know about more. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, it's a bit. The repentance means whatever we do, lot of mistake in devotional service, and we just pray in that mood. Yes, Prabhu.
The whole point is, Mataji, is that when we are doing devotional service, we are careful. We are not trying to do things, because generally, when we think superficially, you read this purport in the series on Gundija Marjan. I think I mentioned this time and again. Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained what cleanliness of heart means. There are layers of dirts. Okay, when we chant, when we get some good success, when we have some fan following, suddenly we'll start to think around ourselves. The more and more we need to think about how I can purify my consciousness and become a useful servant and see if I am making something wrong. Krishna, I hope please help me. I should not do something wrong. I should not do something for my personal agenda. So we need to keep repeating it. Otherwise, it is very easy. That is why Rupa Goswami has given Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prem Bhakti. If you do Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti very nicely, you may get a feel that I am already in Prema or Bhava. Which means if I regularly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if I regularly attend Bhagavatam class, if I regularly recite Vedic verses, I may start to give pat on my back. Wah, Ram Giridhar, you are doing great job. That is nothing but Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. But there is something called as Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Then there is something called as Bhava Bhakti. Then there is something called as Prema Bhakti. And between Bhava and Prema, there are so many classifications. There are so many different categories of Bhava. If you have studied Bhakti Vaibhava, you know that. So, Krishna consciousness, we have just taken admission in the most prestigious universities of the world. We need to finish that course. Otherwise, we will be the most unfortunate people. Getting admission in Yale University or Harvard is very, very difficult. Agreed. Somehow, we got admission in one of such prestigious universities called ISKCON. But what are we gaining out of it remains in our hand. And hence, we need to be very thoughtful and prayerful. And one of the things that we need to be prayerful is about what mistakes I am committing. And one of the things that we should all be prayerful about is what I can learn from others. That's why I used to teach the principle called being optimistic on others, being pessimistic on ourselves. Is it okay?
Okay, Prabhu, when we do mistake, immediately, sometimes we just careless, myself, just become lazy, but we should immediately, more and more, so many mistakes and so many prayers I need to do. Just immediately we need to do prayers, Prabhu, when we do mistake, sometimes it's just careless. So most of the time I try to do.
Whether you do immediately or later, Krishna sees your sincerity. In one of the Vyasa Puja offerings, I think in last year or last year, in my Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada, I will share what I offered because I am also going through my own purification. I requested Prabhupada to help me to say less sorry and more thank you. We can separately talk on this one topic one whole day. Because what happens is, as devotees, we use the word sorry in such an easy manner. Because it's good. Asking sorry and asking for forgiveness is good. It's good propensity. But just because the sorry word is existing, we cannot be lethargic. We cannot be reckless. So I was praying in my offering to Srila Prabhupada's prayer. I said, Srila Prabhupada, please help me in such a way that I say less sorry to you and more thank you to you. Today, it's the other way around. We say less thank you to Krishna, less thank you to our devotees, less thank you to Prabhupada, and more sorry. Which is okay, not bad. But how long you will say that, oh, I can sorry and get along, get away. So somewhere you need to rise up. And maybe you can, you know, take some help of this prayer.
Yes, Prabhu, yes. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your wonderful association and being very kind to us, Prabhu, and giving
us. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Vaisha Kalpatara Vrishkripa Sindhu Bhyaya Vacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव ग्रंथ की जय श्री प्रभु पाद की जय श्री श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता की जय हे प्रेज राम गिरिधारी प्रभु की जय
थैंक यू प्रभु जी धन्यवाद प्रणाम
थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू प्रभु
हरे कृष्ण